This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We all, of course, appreciate the wonderful work done by telephone counselling services like Lifeline and Kids Helpline. These services were designed to be free calls so that everybody would be able to use them, even children. However, increasingly kids and teenagers are calling helplines and counselling services from mobiles and being charged for it. Jessica Tatsenko is the communications manager with Kids Helpline, a service that's operated by Boys Town. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Katrina.
Look, roughly what proportion of calls that you'd receive would be from mobiles?
At the moment, this year it's looking like it's going to be around 70%.
Wow, that's most of them, yeah.
It's the majority. Only a couple of years ago, it was as low, about 5 years ago, we were getting 37%. Mm-hmm. So in a couple of years, we're estimating we'll be at about 90%.
I can imagine that kids would be more likely to ring from a mobile because they can go somewhere private where their parents won't hear what they're saying.
Exactly. Also, it's an immediate thing. Their mobile is always with them. So we actually get phone calls from kids in the schoolyard while they're being bullied or just after they're being bullied or they're having a problem, so they can actually contact us the minute they need it.
Yeah, which is what it's there for, isn't it? I mean,
exactly.
That's what you want to happen. But how long do kids tend to talk for, and how much is it costing them to call up from their mobiles?
It varies. So we'll have anything from just a call, kids will call for a quick chat or just wanting a little bit of information, and that sits at around 6 minutes, through to the average counselling session will run on a phone for about 22 minutes.
Yeah.
That means if you look at the average prepaid cost, that's probably about 89 cents a minute. So without hold time, they could be being anywhere from about $6 to $20 per phone call that they're making to Kids Helpline from a mobile.
To a teenager, that is a lot of money.
To a teenager, that's a lot of money. And last year, we had 2,000 phone calls from mobiles that actually lasted for over an hour.
Wow. And so you hate to think what they're paying for it, don't you?
Well, we've had young people report that if they're not with Optus, actually at the moment Optus is the only carrier that gives us free calls to mm-hmm. Kids Helpline, so that they've reported over $100 a month in mm-hmm. calling Kids Helpline.
Which is not how it was meant to be set up. It was meant to be a free service, wasn't it?
Exactly. In fact, every 1-800 number was set up for that reason. Originally, 1-800 numbers were designed to enable people to call for free services that were vital to the community. So emergency services, crisis services, but also just basic services like electricity and that sort of thing. So there's a difference between a 1-800 number and a 1-3 number.
What's
the difference? A 1-800 number is a free call number. A 1-3 number is a cost of a local call. So you'll get charged 33 cents from that. Unfortunately, either of them, you're getting charged for a mobile at standard rates.
And what have the mobile phone companies got to say about this? So would they be open to considering, I mean, you mentioned that Optus lets kids call Kids Helpline and doesn't charge them. Are other phone companies open to that, those kinds of arrangements?
To date, we've had no success with the other two carriers. So we're hoping that at the moment there is the ACCAN and ACOS are doing a super complaint, and they've registered that with the Australian Communications and Media Authority, trying to actually get all carriers to make their commitment back to being free calls and actually local call charges.
Do you think that these costs could be discouraging some kids from calling you in the first place?
Absolutely. And we know we lose a lot on hold.